And now, filling in for Sam Cedar, Mark Maron.
Six past the hour, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes, progressive utopians with no sense of humor, lurking conservatives. Happy holidays, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Christmas. The other ones, I don't know. I'm not well educated. Didn't do a lot of prep for this show today. I thought we'd just hang out. It's been fun hanging out with my friend Dave there, and he's split. I asked him if he was performing anywhere. He said not really. So I can't direct you to go anywhere. Also, thank you for all the calls. I hope we were not trying to be insensitive to Solstice or anything else. I just hope you're taking it easy for a week. Give yourself a week. In January, legislating begins. Everything begins again. But I know a lot of people in the liberal audience are very worked up most of the time. And there's nothing wrong with that. But really, take some time for some gratitude, some good food, for some spending time with family and friends if you have them, and try to be nice to yourself. I know this may sound weird coming from me, but I don't know. I'm a little tired, and I tend to get a little mushy when I'm tired and a little, Dean, do you?
Not as much as you, but we can spoon. You're really breaking up here, Mark. It's not, I like the angry, empowering liberal Mark Maron. This is the mushy, let's get a hug. But no, it's nice. The holidays, though, it should be. There should be a little. The war on solstice has to end. You know, you can't continue this war on winter solstice.
That's right. You can't continue the war on winter solstice. But apparently, the war on Muslims in this country is just beginning, Dean.
The first shot's been, well.
Well, not just the first shot, but I mean, obviously, it goes on, and it's been building. And when there's fear and ignorance, there's contempt. But right. You know, so few people realize that, you know, out of the however billions, what is it, 1.5, 2 billion Muslims in the world, that you know, a very, very minute faction of them are fanatical, radical jihadists.
78, exactly.
There's 78 of them.
I know. But
there's probably, I don't know what the percentage, but the strange thing is that there's a choice that can be made by people in this country to either realize that this is just another one of the world's religions and they're not all walking time bombs. Like, I don't feel that from you, right?
Well, I'm not.
Right, Dean?
Clearly, and if there was anything, I would warn you, because we're friends.
But these are people that work and live in this country as Americans, and they practice their religion the way anyone else practices religion.
That's right.
And the only way we're going to solve any problems in this world is through tolerance and acceptance. And this idiot, this guy, Virgil Good, this is the worst of America. And I think that what you said before the break, for you to call them anti-American, is absolutely right on the mark.
If you're going to believe President Bush's rhetoric that terrorists hate us for our freedom. This man wants to take religious freedom away. Is he not then supporting terrorism or the goals of the terrorists? If you subscribe to that ridiculous philosophy of President Bush, the point is America was founded on religious freedom. That's what we're about. And people say, well, you know, Muslims have committed 9/11. There were some involved. That's completely true. But they weren't Muslim Americans. They weren't people living amongst us who had families who were just trying to survive in America. And now you have the congressman-elect Ellison who's saying he's not even angry at Good. He goes, it's about education. It's about teaching people who we really are. So they're
right.
Not fearful. That's
He's
what,
right.
It's, you know, it's a two-way thing. And when you look at Europe, the part of the problems in Europe with the Muslim community, when I read more and more about it, is they feel isolated. They've become ostracized. So it's easier to get homegrown terrorists when you don't feel a part of the society. So this kind of rhetoric by Good actually furthers developing homegrown terrorists. And I say it completely straightforward and honestly. You have to integrate people. They have to be made feel comfortable and part of society. If you make them feel ostracized, they will at some point think about attacking the other part of society that's left them out.
Perhaps more people of certain faiths should marry outside their religion just to guarantee that they have confused kids that have a good heart.
That's not bad, you know. I mean, I had two religions growing up, and it was kind of nice to have Catholicism and Islam growing up. And there are people who hate both. I mean, I'm doing a show with Scott Blakeman in Mississippi coming up, our Jewish-Arab show.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're hated by both equally. You know, it's amazing.
You know what I find? This is an interesting thing, though. I even in watching the movie Borat, is that a lot of people, I mean, I laughed. I'm not saying I didn't laugh, but I found that many of the people that he engaged with were fairly decent representatives of America in a weird way, that all of them tried to be accommodating. All of them tried to reach out and understand where he was coming from. They may have been ignorant and racist, but I didn't get the sense that any of them were truly evil. And I think that hatred in a broad sense is a very heavy word. I think a lot of people are ignorant, and out of that can come hatred. But as you were just saying before, that once people meet you, they'll be smug and they'll be you know, kind of like, so you're one of them, huh? And just, right. You got any terrorists in your family? And,
And
I don't know if you're going to change those people, but until that hatred is engaged and ignited, it is still just ignorance, and that is healable.
It's true. And in my act, I actually have my little book I take out, and I read the comments people have said to me when I just say I'm Arab. I mean, things like, oh, you're Arab. Wow, I love hummus, which isn't really bad, but it's kind of like amusing. People are like, oh, you're Arab. Why are people angry all the time? Or you're Arab. Well, that sucks for you. I've had people say, or deep down, did you support 9/11? I've had more than one person ask me that. And if you ask me that, like, in a sincere question, as opposed to like hate-based mongering or something, we can have a discussion about, of course, I don't support 9/11 in any way. And because I happen to share a heritage or my family shares the same religion as the terrorists, we won't support them. But you have people ask amazing questions. I've had people say, oh, you're Arab. Wow, I love Indian food. You know, well, thank you. You just don't know anything about us, but you know, it's not horrific.
But see, those are actually those what you just described. Almost every one of those questions are what makes Americans relatively decent.
Yeah, I agree.
If not uneducated, but I mean, I had a guy come up after me after doing 20 minutes about being a Jew, and he goes, "You're not really a Jew, are you?" Yeah, I just made that up to appeal to people like you. What are you crazy? But I think that
we have that in common, though. I've been asked the same thing. You're not really Arab,
right?
You know, but you look so nice. I've had people say, "But you look so nice. You can't be Arab." And I'm looking at them. I'm like, "You're kidding, right?"
But not unlike Arab fanaticism, what you have is you have people within their communities, within their families, within their churches who feed this ignorance. Mm-hmm. That even despite the fact that you might have made some headway and said, "Of course, not all Arabs." You know, secretly believe in jihadism.
Right.
Of course not. And they're going to be like, really? Because I thought, no, I mean, what do you think? My father is out there building a bomb. What are you crazy? And they're going to go, wow, that's interesting. And then they're going to go home and their father's going to go, you listen to that? You listen to that guy? You think he's going to tell you the truth?
He's planning now. They got a meeting.
You think they're going to tell you the truth? And then they go to church and say, we should all be afraid. And then they listen on the radio that be afraid. They're Muslims are on their way over here. And then whatever moment of humanity they may have experienced with a genuine person who was telling the truth gets completely snowplowed by just waves of ignorance coming through every medium and every personal connection.
And you know, Congressman Good not only has problems with Muslims when you say this, I'm sure he has problems with other races and religions as well. I mean, these people who are haters, who are out there as hate mongers, it's not just one people they hate. They hate everyone that's not themselves. I mean,
But they're not giving those people a lot of press. I mean, they may be giving gay marriage, but even some of them are, you know, they're forced in that situation to say, well, I don't have anything against gay people. I just don't think they should have any rights. but in terms of the Muslim thing, I really believe this is the beginning of a Rovian concerted effort to completely destabilize any possibility of Barack Obama may have. I just think that this guy being this shameless in the face of... It's also in the same sense that people like him, if Keith Ellison plays his cards right, which he is, will really be able to exemplify or make an example of the ignorance that guy is spouting. But I think he's testing the waters. I think that's a trial balloon to see if they can really get some leverage in debasing Obama over his name. But what I was going to say is just not unlike Donald Trump and this Rosie O'Donnell thing. As funny as that may be, if he doesn't shut his hole, he's going to look like an idiot. I mean, as funny as it is, I mean, I watched the O'Donnell thing, and she was right, and she was funny. And right. I don't always say that about her.
Right.
But her comments were actually fairly sophisticated for a daytime talk show that is usually pretty lighthearted. But what she was saying was true. It was decent satire, and it was funny. And his reaction to go after her sexual identity, to go after her weight, to start calling her a liar, to say that she's not talented. Like, I heard it twice yesterday. The first time I laughed. The second time, maybe one laugh. And then I started to realize, like, if he doesn't shut his stupid hole, he's going to look like a real bully, idiot, you know, poor loser guy.
How is that different than the way he's looked at? Almost, that's the way people look at Trump a lot anyway.
But people who like Trump, they like his cockiness. They like his attitude. He's a caricature of himself. And he's become a character. But something really stuck in his craw about this thing. He's starting to look stupid. And I hope, all I can hope is that you get people like Keith Ellison, who's a Muslim, who's a proud Muslim, who is not engaging, but saying, this is why we need education in this country. You need education about the world's religions in this country. You need education just about the government of this country. And that's where the real discussion should be around. And if Democrats can keep their eye on the prize, we can make these people look like the idiots they are. It's 15 past. I'm with Dean Obadala. It's Sam Cedar Show. It's Mark Maron doing it.
The Sam Cedar Show on Air America Radio. Wiping away political corruption. One dirty, filthy, stinking conservative at a time.